Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, our show is titled Optimize Your Testosterone, Optimize Your Life. Dr. Prather, let's talk about testosterone. First, why don't you define it?
Well, testosterone is a hormone produced by the body. Higher testosterone in males is what makes man a man. So if a boy doesn't have high enough testosterone, then he won't develop the male characteristics. Testosterone has a great deal to do with that. It's important in both men and women, but it's in much higher levels in men. And as we age, that does actually decrease oftentimes.
Mm. And that's when you get into low testosterone, yeah, and it affects the health of the individual.
Sure. Right? The testosterone develops the male characteristics. If you have low testosterone, you actually develop breasts. A boy would. You wouldn't develop the facial hair and the hair patterns. Increased muscle mass is a result of testosterone. So all those things that you define a man as a man basically comes from your testosterone.
Now, women have testosterone also.
Very important. Low testosterone in a female will cause an awful lot of problems. Causes a lot of the same types of symptoms that occur in the male. It's just not as important.
Mm-hmm. So what are the symptoms of low testosterone?
Well, testosterone has a lot to do with not only, of course, sexual desires. So a low libido would be a symptom of low testosterone. Erectile dysfunction would also be one of the symptoms of low testosterone.
Now, can even just fatigue in a male mean low testosterone, possibly?
Yes. Fatigue, of course, is a big thing. One of the things that a lot of men say that have low testosterone, it's hard to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to be motivated in work. You know, it's a lot of men come in and want their testosterone because they're professionals. Mm-hmm. I've had lawyers, businessmen, firefighters, preachers, say, you know, they just don't have the motivation. And motivation in life is directly related to your testosterone level.
Interesting.
So, you know, if you're just not motivated, you're not quite there, you feel, as one gentleman described it, he felt glum.
Glum. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you're just not, mm-hmm. Cognitive ability. There's a very direct relationship on testosterone levels. Men with lower testosterone actually lose their way. You know, like you have mazes?
Uh-huh.
And there was a very interesting study that was done on men with high testosterone and men with low testosterone. And men with low testosterone could not find their way through the maze, where the higher the testosterone level was, the quicker they made it through the maze.
And that's cognitive.
Cognitive ability, spatial understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So if your husband is having trouble with directions, mm-hmm. getting where he needs to be,
uh-huh.
that's a
I'm
low
gonna
testosterone.
I'm not going to say they're becoming like a woman. That's not what I'm
saying. So, you know, there's that aspect. If you're looking at just symptoms that people are looking for, you know, it's just the fatigue, loss of drive, mental confusion, loss of muscle mass.
Oh,
you know, if
yeah.
you weight gain mm-hmm. is a symptom of low testosterone. It's just like, you know, no matter what I do, I can't seem to lose the weight. Testosterone has a huge effect on making muscle. As a matter of fact, you can actually see, even by not exercising, if you increase the testosterone level, all of a sudden the muscle mass comes in. It's just like, when I was young, it didn't matter what I ate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would keep that lean figure. Getting that paunch in the middle. You know how the stomach kind of goes out on guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of low testosterone. Low testosterone will cause men to put on weight in the the middle area.
Like a beer belly.
Yeah, like a beer belly. You know, the bigger the gut. Also, irritability. You know, if you have irritability, depression, all those things are a result of testosterone. If you're kind of happy, testosterone is kind of a happy gland. You know, it's that happy hormone. Guys who have the high testosterone are usually, you know, happy. That might have something to do with the position of the
erection. you can say it.
So you know, those things all are involved. So all those are kind of signs that, you know, something's not quite right. They're struggling because they're sitting there saying, "I'm trying to get that motivation. I'm trying to get that drive. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to self-will it, but it's just not there." And that can be the low testosterone.
What percentage of men have low testosterone?
The estimates from the studies that they've been able to do is about 25% of men. Of course, the younger you are, the average greater level of testosterone. There is a natural decline. But if you're looking at age group, you know, there's a certain level that you should be at, you know, between 20 and 30, 30 and 40, 40 and 50. And we would expect some decline as you get older. But if on that, it's running about all the way through from, you know, from their 20s all the way up until their 90s. About 25% of the men would be classified of having low testosterone.
So what are the health risks of having low testosterone?
It's actually pretty high. If you have low testosterone, you have a greater risk of having prostate cancer. Of course, if you have prostate cancer, you shouldn't be taking testosterone. But testosterone is actually a preventative for prostate cancer. Bone strength, it prevents osteoporosis. So the strength of the bones. It's also less low testosterone. You have a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. You also have a higher risk of weight gain. You have a higher risk of all the different types of Alzheimer's, depression. So there are some definite health risks for having low testosterone.
I don't think people realize. I didn't realize that there's so much connected with testosterone.
Certainly.
Except sex drive. That's, you know, I think that's where people go.
Of course. Well, and that's a very important part. You know, your libido level, and that's one of the things that we ask in our questionnaire is, you know, how's your libido level? Because that's one of the first things that goes as your health starts to decrease is a loss of sex drive. High sex drive is usually an indication of being healthy.
So how do you check at the Prather practice for low testosterone?
Blood work. You know, it's, of course, you know, doing the questionnaire, and then we get an idea that that's actually going on. But it's a very simple type of a blood test, and you can know exactly whether someone is a candidate for getting their testosterone level back up. So you can look at that, and it's pretty clear.
Do you do that blood work screening here at the Prather practice?
We do. We do. The endocrine system, I always tell my patients that there's two things that you need to have balanced out to make the whole system work. One is the nervous system, and the nervous system actually plays a very big role in your testosterone level. So that's something that we check and get the nervous system back up and working. The other one is the endocrine system, the hormones of the body. Those are the two things that tell everything else what to do. So if you don't have the endocrine system, the neurological system working correctly, you're not going to have good health. So those are two things that we've really concentrated on in our office, that we feel that we're very good. We have a lot of people who've even gone, I've had patients who've gone to four or five endocrinologists trying to get things balanced out, were unsuccessful. They came into our office, and we were able to not only diagnose what was going on, but then also fix it. Because we have some very, very interesting ways of actually working with the endocrine system that aren't available to the normal type of practice.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what can a new patient expect when they come into your office?
The first thing is that's extremely important is a consultation. Mm-hmm. That's really where everything begins.
And that consultation is complimentary, free. They can come in, and the consultation's with you, mm-hmm. which is nice. Yeah,
the consultation is absolutely critical. Matter of fact, you can get 90% of your diagnosis just from the consultation.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the patient.
Listening to the patient, finding out what their concerns are, what needs to be done, mm-hmm. How we can best help them. Having a good understanding of the complaints of the patient is absolutely critical mm-hmm. for good care. And the patient knowing that we are actually listening to them. We have very thorough intake forms mm-hmm. that are extremely helpful. Gives us quite a bit of information of what's going on into the system. After the consultation, you have to look at the diagnostics.
Okay.
You first have to understand, you know, where the patient's coming from, have an idea, but then you have to know, you know, what to do, mm-hmm. What the problem is. Mm-hmm. There is a difference on our diagnostics than from the medical diagnostics. The medical profession, as a disease care-based program, they are looking at disease states and combinations along those lines mm-hmm. to treat the symptoms. Our basis of our care is a understanding of what is the underlying cause, finding out what that is, usually caused by a break from homeostasis. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hear that word if you're listening to our radio program.
You're going to know
every
it well.
Time, mm-hmm. Because homeostasis is the basis of our practice, and homeostasis is the basis of health. And we are a health office. Mm-hmm. That is what a structure function office is. Mm-hmm. So the diagnostics are extremely thorough, probably more thorough than what you would get anywhere else. We look at very extensive blood work. We might do hair analysis, might do some evaluation of the gut because that's so important to one's health. We do a thorough cardiac evaluation. We do a thorough musculoskeletal exam. Many offices that even are into natural health are either just dealing with the functional aspect mm-hmm. or they are just dealing with the structural aspect. We are unique in that we deal with both and both of them extremely thoroughly and extremely well.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Today, our show is titled Optimize Your Testosterone, Optimize Your Life. Dr. Prather, could you quickly review the symptoms of low testosterone that we discussed in our first segment?
Sure. If you're talking about low testosterone, you have depression, loss of motivation, low libido, erectile dysfunction, weight gain, especially in the middle, depression. All those different types of things can occur with low testosterone, low cognitive abilities, and motivation issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. You had mentioned they did some research with a maze, and men with low testosterone had much more of a difficult time getting through the maze.
It was like 100%. Mm-hmm. And the lower the testosterone, the worse they did. And some just couldn't make it through at all. Mm-hmm. Just could not get through it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, you said that in screening for low testosterone, you do a blood test here at the Prather Practice.
Yes.
How much does that blood test cost?
$20.
$20. Someone can get their testosterone level.
So it's a very simple type of test. If you have questions on whether low testosterone is an issue for you. Because there could be other things that could be occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about 25% of the men out there at their age level.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
That's a quarter of them.
Yeah.
So, and that's pretty well established clinically, that about 25%. And of course, you know, as you get older, there's a natural decrease in testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would like to not get older and have the effects of low testosterone, you can actually treat it and increase your
longevity.
In other words, you don't have to necessarily put up with the normal aspects of aging.
I know. I was just thinking, and we were talking to somebody about, and he said, "Well, I'm pretty healthy. Do I need your care? You know, at the Prather practice."
Sure.
And so many people think they're healthy. You know, they're waiting. I don't have a disease.
Correct.
You know, but this is way beyond that. We're looking at prevention, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at being the healthiest you can be.
Sure.
You know, and it's so important, your blood chemistry, to really know what's going on.
Absolutely critical to check and see, because a lot of things are very silent. Many people that come in here, are just getting a screen and find out something that if had gone unchecked, could have been life-threatening even.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having, you know, there's a reason why everyone recommends a good, thorough annual screen to make sure that you are keeping up on your health, because we don't really necessarily know.
So this blood test checks testosterone levels.
Yes.
And it's $20.
$20.
Great screening. And then what? Or, you know, who should have this test done, and where do you go from there?
Well, if you have any of those symptoms, you know, you have low motivation, libido's dropping. If you're
not sure, ask your wife or
women
in your life.
Yeah, if you're not thinking quite up to par, you know, you just don't feel that get up and go in your life, then definitely having a testosterone screen would be a great idea. Men who are under a tremendous amount of stress, you know, if you are stress destroys testosterone.
How does it do that?
There is a balance in the system, and there are things called stress hormones. So even as you are producing testosterone, those stress hormones will actually convert it, because it's not a normal type of a system. In other words, the pathways that normally produce the testosterone and make it useful are no longer working right, because you're producing on a constant basis hormones that are dealing with fight-flight. And then it just absolutely will destroy your testosterone levels. If you're not sleeping well,
you know. Right, insomnia.
Insomnia, things like that, that would certainly be a testosterone killer. Medications. If you're on any, there are an awful lot of medications that actually destroy testosterone, and even a lot of the over-counter. Ibuprofen, other different types of things that you might be taking. If you have chronic pain, that actually will lower your testosterone levels, too. So all those different types of things can play a role in loss of testosterone. So if you are experiencing or going through different types of aspects of that, that is one of the things that should be checked on.
So what are the treatments here at the Prather practice for low testosterone?
Well, actually, we have quite a few different treatments along those lines. We, for those that really need some changes quickly, would really like to get on track, we do provide testosterone shots. We also have other different types of ways of working with that. We have herbals. We have supplementation that can raise it up naturally. That takes a little while for those that really want to get going on getting their testosterone level up, make some quick changes. We have the pharmaceuticals that can actually do that. Then we change that and, make sure that eventually the body is actually producing itself. But in the meantime, we can get that testosterone up to par. to get you back on track in an immediate type of a way.
Now you're talking, you said shots.
We actually,
tell us about that.
We actually have testosterone shots that can get you up to par immediately so that you can start to experience the benefits of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are below a certain level, because you need a lot of lifestyle types of changes,
mm-hmm.
you know, to really get your testosterone back up to. But a lot of times people don't want to do the lifestyle changes because they don't have the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a catch-22. You know, you need to do these types of things to be able to get your testosterone. You need to get healthy. You need to, you know, start producing mm-hmm. that. But a lot of the things that are actually required for that, you don't have the motivation to do. So we can get the underlying type of issue under control so that then you actually have the energy to get those things actually corrected.
I see. And how often are the shots done?
It depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
It could be once a week. It could, you know, depending on their levels,
mm-hmm.
on exactly what they need. So that's determined by, first off, if they need the shots,
mm-hmm.
Or if you could do it naturally, or if you can make lifestyle changes to get it up. Depends on the level. So we judge that according to how low the testosterone is and the dosage according to, you know, where they are with that.
Okay.
But we tell them, and then we give them an idea of about how long that they will need on that and what types of things need to be done so that their body actually starts to produce their own testosterone. Because, of course, our goal is to always have the body doing its own job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even as we're dealing with, I mean, and that's one of the things that we do differently. We have a lot of thyroid patients in here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go the medical route, you know, the disease care. Once you're on thyroid medication, you're always on thyroid medication.
Mm-hmm.
But we in here, in our office, are looking at achieving homeostasis. So we're actually trying to fix the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our patients actually, after a year or so, they no longer need thyroid medication.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you have to have something to make the correction so that the body is actually functioning. The same way with the testosterone. We will provide the testosterone for you, but what we're looking for is to get you to the position where you're actually producing your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. If you are unable to, we can continue that, but we're always trying to get the body into what we consider homeostasis. And many times, though, the body needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. that's that, you know, because it's gone too long. If you had been doing all the things that you were supposed to, you wouldn't need the extra help.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, many of us don't.
Right, right. So are there risks involved with the testosterone treatments you're talking about, the injections?
Yes. As they have done studies, one of the things that you have to watch out for is cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke, heart attacks. We do a very careful screening on that before someone would actually start the testosterone to make sure that that's not a risk factor. They found that for the men who are treated with testosterone, there's about, for about 6% of them. 6%, there's an increased risk for cardiovascular incidents. So that's one of the things that we screen for. If that is a risk factor, one of the things that we can do is actually treat that problem, see if we can get them healthy enough so that they can then start on the testosterone. But that is always something that needs to be screened for before they would start. And one of the things is that testosterone has recently, in the last 2 years, has a 460% increase in treatment.
Wow.
So that's why we're doing this radio program, is to let people know that, you know, it's something that you need to be careful of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to be under a healthcare professional
mm-hmm.
and someone who's actually doing lifestyle types changes also
mm-hmm.
along with that, as well as the testosterone treatment, and not to take it lightly, because you can get stuff, ordered over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a $2.1 billion industry right now.
Yeah, it's just like HCG. You have to...
We're very, very careful with everyone. We have very close supervision on that. Make sure that someone's healthy. We need to screen for a possible, if you have prostate cancer, you shouldn't be taking testosterone, because that could kick it off. So you need to be careful along those lines. You also have to watch out because there is an increase in red blood cells, which is good if you're anemic. But it can become, the blood can actually become too thick. So there needs to be a screening along those lines. So those are some of the risk factors that we take in consideration and make sure that you're in good shape that we can actually start the testosterone.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about lifestyle changes that are recommended for low testosterone.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
You know it's bad when Taco Bell has a health food menu. I don't know if you all seen this commercial, but there's a commercial where a woman willingly gets on television and says, "I've lost 25 pounds on the Taco Bell drive-thru diet." That's called diarrhea. See a doctor.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Today, our show is titled Optimize Your Testosterone, Optimize Your Life. The research out there, the statistics, 25% of all men suffer from low testosterone.
For their appropriate age group. Of course, as you get older, testosterone naturally decreases.
Right.
So, you know, that has to be taken in consideration. But, you know, as, you know, if you're not wanting to really age, your testosterone level is a good indicator of how young you act.
Good. So let's talk about, well, one of the questions that I had is, how does this compare, like, to Viagra? You know, is there similarities or... You know, differences?
Yes, when you're talking about Viagra or other drugs along those lines, Cialis, you're talking about blood flow. So it, what it does is it actually dilates the arteries so that you it actually forces the body then to have an erection. Whereas testosterone is actually your natural libido. So, you know, there's a definite difference on that. One is working on the circulatory system and helping with that. There are natural ways to actually accomplish that also, you know, by opening up the circulatory system. But if, you know, you're really interested in your motivation, all the different types of things on that, even the libido levels, the Viagra and the Cialis don't really provide those. Whereas testosterone... it actually increases your sexual desire as well as your performance. So, you know, it's a different way of approaching...
And your overall health.
And your overall health. You know, there are quite a few risks with Viagra and Cialis. A lot
I know,
more.
I watch commercials.
Actually, there's a greater amount of risk with the Viagra and Cialis for cardiovascular problems than there is actually with testosterone. Greater, much greater problems.
Well, let's talk about lifestyle changes also, and you know, we're talking about. Treatment here at the Prather Practice and screenings. We're doing testosterone blood screenings, blood analysis screenings for $20.
Right.
Someone could come in medically supervised treatments, testosterone injections that we're doing. There's other, we have other means too, natural means, herbal and homeopathic, correct?
Correct.
Also.
And one of the things that's nice because of the increase, like I said, there's a 460% increase in the number of men who are being treated for low testosterone. It's a $2.1 billion industry. And one of the things that's occurred is this has brought the price down to a more reasonable level. The more people who use it, I remember, When you were talking about this 15 years ago, men were getting low testosterone treated, checked, and it was like $1,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have that evaluated and checked. But because of the number of men who are doing it, the price of the check has actually gone down, you know, for the testing, and also the treatment has gone down quite mm-hmm. a bit. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to having something more popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually brought it into a reasonable amount of money and more in reach of most men on the treatment and on the testing.
Well, you said 400%.
460%.
Wow. So let's talk about lifestyle changes. What kind of lifestyle changes are recommended for low testosterone?
Well, you know, one of the things that everyone agrees on is that if you are getting testosterone treatments, you know, the real effectiveness on that is that you want this to be something that motivates someone to actually change lifestyle, because mm-hmm. lifestyle changes are absolutely critical. But of course, if you know, one of the things, as Doc says, you know, well, you need to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And exercise increases your testosterone level.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no doubt about that. But, you know, if you have no get up and go in
it's
so many
hard
different
to get
ways.
Out there.
Yeah, you know, it's very difficult to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you are now have the testosterone, you know, shots or whichever way would works the best for you, then you now have the motivation and the energy to actually go out there and do the exercises. One of the things is, even if a man had a low testosterone and he went out and did the exercises, he wouldn't see very quick changes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his risk of injury increases, because testosterone will actually give you the... In other words, if you have the testosterone in there, you can make some very quick changes.
Wow.
You know, mm-hmm. so, you know, the motivation is there with the testosterone, and the results actually occur. So you're getting the much greater benefit of the exercise, but you need to do the exercise
mm-hmm.
along with the testosterone. So we don't want you just coming in here, getting your testosterone shot, and then not making any lifestyle changes.
Right.
You need to have a program of regular exercise to maintain the benefit and to make the changes that are going to be permanent, so that eventually you don't have to have the testosterone.
What about the importance of diet?
Diet is, again, a very important aspect. You know, if you're not eating correctly, if you're taking in a lot of sugar, carbohydrates, you know, checking to see what types of dietary changes you need to make, not overeating. You know, is a very important aspect of keeping your testosterone up. There are foods that help to build testosterone. There are foods that will actually take your testosterone level down. If you have too much fat percentage, and for a male, anything over 25% fat will start to tip you and will lower your testosterone level. So if you have a 25% fat percentage, you're obese, and your body is not going to be producing the levels of testosterone you need. So getting your diet under control, reducing your caloric intake, getting more proteins, vegetables, and cutting down on the sugars and simple carbohydrates is a very important part, because those will increase the fat levels, which will increase your estrogen levels, which will drive down your testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So weight loss is an important part. How you eat
now
is absolutely critical.
Estrogen. So are you looking at the balances?
We're also looking at the balance. One of the things we do is we check on the, once we determine that you have a low testosterone, we recommend a much more complete blood test,
mm-hmm.
where we actually look at all the different aspects and the balance between the different hormones, so that we know how to implement the changes, make sure that there aren't any contraindications. We have other different types of products that can go along with that to make sure that you aren't converting that testosterone into estrogen, which can occur.
Mm-hmm.
especially more dangerous and much more likely the higher fat percentage. So not only is this testosterone good for motivation, but it also is important for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want someone to just continue on being overweight and having a poor diet after they start the testosterone. I really need them to change those things too.
Mm-hmm. What about alcohol intake? Does that affect low testosterone?
Yeah, that's one thing I like to tell males. There's a certain level of alcohol that you can take in without affecting it, but if you're drinking too much, that lowers your testosterone level.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're taking in over 4 to 5 beers a week, you are fighting against this. It reduces your testosterone level. So,
what about wine?
Wine too, and you know, there's a certain level of alcohol that you can take, and it actually improves your health, and that's a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start going into higher levels, you are fighting against us, and you are actually increasing your estrogen dominance, reducing your testosterone.
Fighting against themselves, yeah.
Yeah, you're fighting against yourself. So the amount of alcohol you take in, also along with that, are other drugs. You know, marijuana has an effect on your testosterone level. Certainly all the other drugs, pharmaceuticals, could be playing a role. High blood pressure medicine. There are also problems with some of the heart medicines. So, you know, trying to also look at this in a pharmaceutical type of a way is an important aspect of making sure that you maintain your proper testosterone levels.
What about water and hydration?
Very important. One of the things is we get an awful lot of chemicals in our water nowadays. So if you're just drinking tap water, the chlorine, fluorine, other different types of aspects that they have, because we have a lot of chemicals in our water, when we're doing checking for the parts per million, how much extra stuff besides water in there, we're checking the city water, it's like 650 parts per million. You should have your water at 100 parts per million or less than you have just the clean water. So changing the water that you know, making sure that you have filtered water is an important aspect of this, because you can just be drinking your water and then driving your testosterone levels down.
Wow. What about rest?
If you're not getting your normal amount of sleep, you know, if you're not getting your 8 hours, if you're not sleeping well, also, if you have sleep apnea, all those things are going to drive your testosterone levels down. So, you know, there are times where we need to do sleep studies, see what's abnormal on that, make sure that you're not experiencing sleep apnea. All of those things can affect your testosterone levels. So, you know, understanding that, seeing exactly what's going on, making sure that we do a screening along those lines. So if you're having difficulty sleeping, we need to change that to get the full benefit of your testosterone levels. And if you're stressed all the time, you're not getting that proper sleep, not going into that stage four sleep, then you're not getting the renewal of your endocrine system, and your testosterone levels will drop.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, there's probably women out there listening to the show right now and saying, you know, my husband has some of these symptoms.
Sure.
You know, and women are the gatekeeper a lot of times.
Women are the smart ones.
Thank you.
That's why men live longer when they have a wife. Because wives keep us in line. You're really good at that.
You heard it out there, right?
I couldn't agree more. I need you.
Right. So what would you say to the women out there that, you know, know men that are having some of these symptoms?
Yes, you know, you need to help your men out, guide them along these lines to make sure that they're taking care of themselves. There are I've had several wives who brought in their husbands, or daughters brought in their fathers, or you know, sisters telling their brothers that they need to come in. and got them in, and they were in critical condition, and they were just going to be a man and push through it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need any help. You know, everybody does.
I just got to will it, you know?
I just got to will it, you know? Mm-hmm. I just got to buck up and make sure that I can do it. And you know, that's a helpful attitude. You need to have that, but oftentimes we do need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you see your husband or father or brother that needs that, getting them on the right track is going to be important.
And the blood screening for testosterone here at the Prather Practice, $20.
$20.
Yeah, that's so reasonable.
Right. That's, you know, you can come in and have that done.
Up next, we'll hear from a patient at the Prather Practice about his battle with low testosterone. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How can acupuncture help pain?
I've had many, many patients said that the acupuncture worked better than their cortisone shots mm-hmm. for the pain relief. And not only that, but it was they could do it as often as they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very nice type of thing. And we use the acupuncture a tremendous amount for any type of inflammatory or painful condition. Very, very excellent relief.
Well, in a way, is this how pain works? When one of those roadways are blocked,
mm-hmm.
then you have pain, correct?
Correct.
And acupuncture kind of opens that up.
Opens it up, redirects it. Absolutely. And we get amazing inflammatory relief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's one of the things that we see on a regular basis. And we get quite a few referrals for pain relief from the acupuncture with excellent results.
What if someone's thinking acupuncture, you know, and they're afraid of needles?
Well, the nice thing is that we have, well, first off, the needles are as thin as a hair. When people think about needles, they think about a hypodermic needle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put probably at least 5, maybe 10 of those needles in one hypodermic needle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very, very thin. Also, they're rounded on the end. They're not sharp. So, you know, that you get very seldom do you get any bleeding. It's more of a toxic release if there is. But that will actually go in and kind of go between the skin cells. So there's very little problems. A lot of people compare it to a mosquito bite.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is if you are just not going to do needles,
mm-hmm.
we have lots of different alternatives. There's laser, there's electrical, we have an acupowder. I have several patients who do not even ever want me to show them a needle. They will pass out just like that.
Well, a lot of times you don't even feel it.
Well, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't. Matter of fact, I had a patient who was laying down and she says, "No, I'm deathly afraid of needles." And we're talking and I'm sitting there putting needles in her and we're going on and on. And she's laying face down, and she says, "Okay, tell me when you start."
You had already put it.
I had already done it.
That was sneaky.
She thought it was fun. Well, I wasn't trying to be sneaky. It just went that way. And
that
she says,
sneaky.
"Oh, you're kidding. I thought you were just checking the points." She said, "I didn't even feel it."
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful day. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today, our show is titled, Optimize Your Testosterone, Optimize Your Life.
We are joined by Chris, a patient here at the Prather practice.
Why did you decide to do the testosterone therapy with us?
Well, first of all, you know, for men to talk about testosterone, that's like, you know, really taboo because we all want to make everyone believe that we're Mr. Macho from the age of zero all the way through life. But I started feeling absolutely horrible. Mm-hmm. No energy. Just really no drive, and I'm a get up at 5:30 in the morning kind of guy, drive all day, work all day until I really go to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. And just started noticing I would fall asleep a lot during the day, which I'm not a napper at all. No drive, really exhausted, couldn't think straight. Couldn't keep my thoughts together, so I was really started getting concerned about, you know, your mental health there for a little bit.
Right.
Came in and had a test, and Dr. Prather said, I think we probably need to check your testosterone. He put me on some supplements that naturally boosted my testosterone for a little bit, but even that over a period of time started not doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when they checked my testosterone, I just turned 50 this past year, and it was supposed to be around 1,000, and it was at 125.
Wow.
So a lot of stress. We just entered into a new building program. I'm a pastor, so you know, we build churches or do those things. So just entered into.
You needed your energy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Massive. And the stress load is, for pastors, is astronomical as well. Started the testosterone therapy, and it gradually started moving that number up.
Wonderful. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 6 months now. My testosterone level has creeped up because I really like the way you guys do it here. It's not like going to the gym and taking steroids. I mean, and you're under the watchful eye of the care of Prather Wellness Center, and so just incrementally working its way up. It's a little over 600 now, so
Right. Got
a little room to go, but. But it's doing well, and I feel tremendous. I'm feeling a lot better.
So what prompted, I know now in our blood work, in the Prather profile for men, we do the testosterone screening on every man that walks in now, because it is such an issue, the percentage of men that have low testosterone. But what prompted that to be checked?
We do a blood workup every year here, because we want to make sure that we're living a healthy lifestyle. You know, the Bible says that the Word of God is life to all your flesh and health to those that find it. But the Word of God also says, "Be prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Not just healing from a crisis or a catastrophe, but to live in health. So we believe in living as healthy as we can. And when the blood work came back, it showed the numbers were very far off. Dr. Prather walked in the room, we'll never forget it, and said, "Well, I know what your problem is. You have no testosterone, man. So we got to get you some help." And very caring, he said, we'll take care of you. We're going to make sure you can get back out on the front lines and have the drive you've always had and do what you need to do.
So you've been on the testosterone therapy, you said, for how long?
I think about 6 months now.
6 months, okay. And what changes have you seen?
I sleep better at night, more energy, very clear. I mean, it took it about 2 to 3 weeks to really start noticing some effects, but clarity of mind, clarity of thought, sitting in meetings and board meetings or decision-making meetings, actually being able to have creative thought is like I'm used to.
Yeah.
just having energy, having feeling like a human being again. No depression. You know, I've never been a depressed type person at all. I wake up laughing, cutting up.
You're always positive when you come in here.
And just started noticing that just that cloud of just dim, foggy mindedness, and that started lifting. Energy, feeling like doing things.
I should
things.
Have your wife here. What would she say?
Kissing, lots of kissing. Lots of hand holding.
Hey. She doesn't mind that.
No, oh no, she's your greatest fan.
Well, you know, you said for men it's a macho thing, and you know, we've noticed we've had a lot of men come in with low testosterone that don't want to do it. What would you say to them? How do they get past that? It's been an interesting thing to try to market to men, you know, because of, I don't know if it's a stigma or. But the symptoms you were talking about, there's a lot of men walking around like that.
I believe, and of course I'm not a scientist, I don't have any scientific fact behind this, but I really strongly believe that this may be what creates the 50-year-old midlife crisis. I determined many years ago I'm not going to have a midlife crisis. I'm not that kind of person. I don't, you know, I've been married to my wife for 27 years, still chase her, very much in love with her, do not have any desire to trade her in for two 20-year-olds. I love her.
Yeah, she's a beautiful lady.
Absolutely. And so I just set in on paper to myself a little covenant that, you know, when I hit the mid age, there's not going to be any crisis for me. Emotionally, there wasn't. Emotionally, I go to the Word of God. I know how to encourage myself in the Lord. Spiritually speaking, there wasn't. But man, physically, there was a crisis. And if you're, I knew what to do and came here, of course, and said, "Hey, you got to help me." Because I'd already pre-planned in my heart, I wasn't going to let how I felt drive me in other areas of my life. Men who do not have that, however, I can very well see how they could turn how I felt into, I'm not going anywhere in my life, I've never done anything, I'm tired of this marriage, I'm exhausted, you know, blaming other things for all that exhaustion or the depression or the cloudiness, the fogginess. And then tried to self-medicate with cars, other women, affairs, all these type of things that even do more destruction to the life. So I think possibly you've hit on a very strong antidote to that situation. I think if men could get in here and see how much better they feel, they would still desire their wife. They would still desire, they would see that it's more about their physical body, which it affected how I thought. It affected my mind. It would make a shift and
what
a change.
What does Doc call it? The elixir of life.
You know? Yeah, the elixir of life. There you go. And you're, you know, I'm not ashamed to say it, your libido gets stronger. You feel more attractive to your wife, therefore,
manly.
You feel more manly. You feel like yourself. You don't feel like you lost you somewhere at 50 years old. If you don't lose you, you don't try to go out and find you.
Right.
Does that make sense? So you know right where you are. You're right here, and you can keep the longevity of relationships, marriage, all the things that are so important to us for a very happy, fulfilled life.
So what does the program, what is the commitment for you?
The commitment for me is I come in, I get two shots. One is the testosterone. The second is another shot, which helps your body not stop producing natural testosterone. If you start getting it from another source, then your body will naturally stop making it. And that's not Dr. Prather's desire. He wants to get my levels up and then work with my glands to see if he can fix those to continue to make it at the highest level. Mm-hmm. When I talked to people who have gone to an MD, mm-hmm. they say, well, you're just on this for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I want.
Right.
So you're
working with Dr. Prather on that, so
correct.
That your body starts mm-hmm. generate the testosterone.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. So I still take the natural supplements mm-hmm. to keep my natural testosterone, free testosterone, boosted.
Yeah.
Which are just little pills called Pandan, mm-hmm. and that you guys have here, and then the two shots that I take here, and then I take one home and do it myself.
Mm.
And it's like a little diabetic needle. I mean, it's just real tiny. I don't even feel it. I never thought I could do that, but
yeah,
I'm pretty tough.
So if someone's listening out there, maybe a wife whose husband has gone through, you know, some of the fatigue issues and things that you talked about, the lack of clarity, or there's a man out there that can relate to what you've gone through and the symptoms, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd recommend that they come here and get their blood work done mm-hmm. and have their testosterone checked. I'm not saying that's the, you know, that's what it is to every man. You know,
right.
you could have other issues, but I really would recommend that they come here and get their testosterone mm-hmm. levels checked and see about the program. It's not very expensive at all mm-hmm. To do, mm-hmm. and it's one shot per week. I run up here, get the shot. I'm out of here in 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and on my way back to the office to do what I need to do. And I actually feel like going back to the office right now.
Wow.
You know, what do you do when the person that takes care of the people no longer wants to take care of the people because he feels like he can't take care of himself?
Well, you know, when you talked about health and what the Bible says about health, when we have our health, we can be more productive for God.
Oh, absolutely.
Have the energy to do what he's called us to do.
Absolutely.
Right. Your story will be an inspiration to others.
Well, we appreciate you guys and what you do to keep us healthy. It's a ministry, and we love you.
Oh, thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.